win, succeed, and overcome at the Holy Convocation Conference in Houston, Texas. This is the spiritual encounter you have been waiting on. Overcome in your faith, fitness, family, and finance. Join founder and apostle Dr. Dana Carson and guest speakers Dr. Charles Moody, Bishop Sherman Allen, Prophetess Janet Floyd, Bishop Daryl Hines, and Bishop Shelton Beatty. Register today at drdanacarson.org. Welcome to the Kingdom Voice radio broadcast with Dr. Dana Carson. Coming up next.
But it ain't like his only begotten son. And he said, if I did not withhold my son and freely gave him to you, then what makes you think I'm not going to give you clothes? What makes you think I'm not going to give you food? What makes you think that I'm not going to give you transportation? What makes you think I'm not going to put a roof over your head? What makes you think I won't prosper your business? What makes you think I won't prosper your education? What makes you think I won't prosper your relationship? What makes you think I won't prosper your marriage? If I gave my son, do you not know that through him I will freely to the office? Now,
we pray you are blessed by today's Kingdom message entitled, The Legitimacy of Us, coming from Romans chapter 8, verses 31 through 39.
Thus, Paul writes, and the Spirit helps us. Y'all not hearing me? It says the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. Aren't you glad that even though you're weak, you're an us? And if you're us, the Spirit helps you when you're weak. Look to your neighbors. I may be weak, but I'm us. Oh. Thus it says here, and the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit intercedes for, y'all not talking to me. When I don't know how to pray for my weak self, that Spirit intercedes for. With groanings which cannot be uttered. Thus, y'all sit down, let me finish here. Thus, he said, all things work together for good for them who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. Paul writes that us were foreknew, predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, or align with the us. You didn't catch that. All of this has been to realign us with the us. Us began with God and us ends with God. Thus, those whom he predestined, pro-rezo, those who he marked your life out with boundaries, he also, kaleo, he called. And those whom he called, he also, dikaio, he also justified. He acquitted. And those whom he acquitted, he also edoxasin, he also glorified. That means that in the mind of God, I already got a new body. So God ain't waiting for my end. My end has already come. I'm waiting on the end. Y'all not talking to me. It's look to your neighbor. Say everything God's going to do for us has already been done. We're just waiting for manifestation. Don't you dare quit because you're hurting right now. You're on your way to manifestation. Don't you dare stop Because you're on your way to manifestation. Why? Because you are a part of us. Thus, this text leaves us with some thoughts to ponder upon that is listed in a set of rhetorical questions that begins with asking the question that in light of the things that God has already done for us, He's predestined us, He's called us, He's justified us, He's glorified us. That means it's already done. So what do we say to these things? What do we say to these things? If God be... If God be for, then who can be? Look to your neighbor and say, neighbor, how can we lose with the stuff God used? Y'all sit down. I've got to finish this. Thus, if God be for us, and look to your neighbor and say, and He is. So it's rhetorical. If God be for us, then who? What you going through? Who? If God is for you, who? Why in the world are you allowing the pressures and the pains and the problems of your life to make you think some kind of way you ain't overcoming? If God be for you, then what? Who can be against you? When you say it hurts, just go through your process, because we know that all things work together for good. God is trying to work good for us. It hurts, but it's for our good. I want you to hear me this morning. Whatever you're going through, no matter how difficult it may seem, it is not because God is helpless. It is because God is sovereign and perfect in all of His ways. It's not because the enemy wants to destroy you, because if God is for you, the enemy cannot destroy you. So if God lets you go through, He's trying to produce a better us. You're going through so that we can become a better us. Let me hurry up and finish. Now, here is the second question. He that did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us. You didn't get that again. I tried to have you read it with an emphasis so you could hear it. He that did not what? Spare His own Son, but what? Delivered Him what? Up for us all. Us. Which means Jesus died for us. Now, us means those who believed in Him. This is not universalism. This doesn't mean that everybody is going to be saved because He died for us all. That's only when you don't understand there's an us and there is a them. This is an us promise. says this. So, if he did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how then shall he not with him freely give? Okay, you didn't get that word again. Freely give who? Give us what? All things. So, God says, don't you worry. Whatever us needs, us gonna get. And he says, then, what's the down payment, my son? Did I not withhold my son? Now listen, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Cattle on a thousand hills. Silver and gold belongs to him. But it ain't like his only begotten son. And he said, if I did not withhold my son and freely gave him to you, then what makes you think I'm not going to give you clothes? What makes you think I'm not going to give you food? What makes you think that I'm not going to give you transportation? What makes you think I'm not going to put a roof over your head? What makes you think I won't prosper your business? What makes you think I won't prosper your education? What makes you think I won't prosper your relationship? What makes you think I won't prosper your marriage? If I gave my son, do you not know that through him I will freely give you all things? There's a clicker here. There's a kicker here. Everything that I give you got to come through him.
You have just experienced the dynamic preaching and teaching ministry of Apostle Dr. Dana Carson. If you were blessed by this message and want to hear it in its entirety, visit us online at drdanacarson.org/radio. That's drdanacarson.org/radio. Life in the kingdom can be challenging, to say the least. But one of the things that makes our journey easier is knowing that our God is legit. In this life-changing book, Too Legit to Quit, Dr. Carson will teach you about the legitimacy of God like you've never heard before. You will learn how to stabilize your walk with God, manage unwanted and difficult seasons and circumstances, and how to ensure you get victory in the end. You can purchase your copy today at drdanacarson.org. That's drdanacarson.org. We thank you for investing your time and attention into the kingdom teaching of Dr. Dana Carson. For more information about the Kingdom Voice and additional kingdom resources, visit our website at drdanacarson.org. That's drdanacarson.org.